You're in tune to the sounds of Illa Instinct.
Sometimes to reach a goal and try to let me down as we go here to make them zone. Instead of being a deadly zone. Get the motherfucking out, you next will pronounce when they dance and out. And then the boy won't go. Tell him it's gone down before so long. Well, stepping on a deadly zone, get the killer on the way. Shoot them out, cast the ball, they shut down, talk about. Some try to reach a goal and try to let me down as we go here to make them zone. Instead of being a deadly zone. Keep the motherfucking mouth, you next will pronounce when they can't announce. And then the boy won't clone. Tell him it's gone down before so down. Well,
I'm Mr. Miragamuffin, I'm international. To kill a DJ, me do impartial. Right, I know German, me got the credential. Now when me come a dance, I'll send me well official.
I don't want to hear some real big tune. Me tell them I already said the little mix CD tune them, the regular thing them, it nah gonna make it. The regular tune them nah gonna make it. It's right now. All the people don't want to hear some big tune. Let me listen. Big tune, big tune.
This one again, cause you know, say this is rough.
Me got this stuffer, to every DJ, they might be talk to me proper. Me come and dance hall, me go kill you with the lingua. Gonna go to rank, yo, full of a stamina. Anyway, me pull out the roots and culture. One man, me praise and the almighty Jaja. Jaja give me strength and him give me the power. That's why he go to ranking, full of a stamina. Come and dance hall, me go kill you with the lingua. Follow me, no massive bank, no fight your ear, but the rank.
Marijuana a crime. It is a victimless crime, if it's a crime at all. An individual alone in his or her own house sampling a plant which has been with humanity since the beginning of time, for that to be called criminal is insane. We live in an insane society that believes it has a right to patrol even our consciousness, not only to tell us how to behave out there in public, but to tell us actually what to think and what to experience. And that's the main objection to marijuana by our government, is the effect that it has on consciousness. And they don't care that it is a fantastic pain reliever, which it is. They don't care about its wonderful medical properties. They just want to stop anybody experiencing these effects on consciousness. And no wonder our society is in such a mess, where we imagine we live in a democracy and yet elect governments that actually have the nerve to tell us what we may and may not experience inside our own heads without doing any harm to others. There is so much hypocrisy, so much humbug in government positions on these matters. Governments know perfectly well that the rules that they have made, the misery that they inflict on people's lives, don't get rid of these problems. If we really want to solve the problem of drugs, we need to open up the whole issue to broad public discussion, and we have to accept and admit that certain plant products, such as these ancient hallucinogens that shamans use, are entirely beneficial in their interaction with the human race. This is what governments are afraid of. They are afraid of a citizenry that is fully conscious. They actually want us to be unconscious. They want us to simply focus on this alert, problem-solving, competitive mentality that makes us good consumers and good competitors in the business place. But they don't want us to explore the majestic and amazing depths of our consciousness, because then we just might start asking questions that would be very uncomfortable for the powers that be.